Firefighters in Western Canada are now fighting 800 fires there. They've managed to contain one of the biggest at the heart of British Columbia's wine district near the town of Kelowna. Entire neighborhoods have been destroyed as more than 30,000 people were forced to flee their homes on an hour's notice. One of the biggest evacuations in Canadian history. Reporter Craig McCullough joins us now from Vancouver. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now that this fire is under control, what does it look like in Kelowna?
Well, the winds have subsided and the fire is now receding into the hills surrounding Kelowna. Some of the nearly 30,000 evacuees are finally getting to return home after a very, very long weekend. The most concern is for those that will be returning to the 200-plus homes that were completely incinerated. There's nothing left but the absolute cement foundations. And most of these homes used to be in the higher-priced residential area of Kelowna.
So these people presumably won't actually return. They'll go to friends, family, hotels, that sort of thing.
Right. They'll return to their properties, see that it's burned out, try to salvage whatever they can, which is basically the front yard, the water in the back pool, and that's about it. And then they'll go to friends and try to rebuild.
Some of British Columbia's major vineyards are there in that area and recognizable labels. How in danger were they? How close did the fire come, and could it still come back?
The fire still could come back. There's over 800 of them around British Columbia. These wineries are world-renowned. Some of them beat California wineries and French wineries in international competitions. So none have been damaged so far, but they've come extremely close.
Is there anything in particular the wine growers are doing themselves to help fend off the fires?
Some of them, and this goes beyond the vineyards to the homes and people in different neighborhoods, they've been putting sprinklers on their homes. A lot of the people who evacuated their homes just left the sprinklers on their roofs, and some of those homes actually survived. And a lot of the vineyards and a lot of the apple growers around there will be doing the same thing.
How did all these fires start?
The vast majority of them actually started by lightning strikes, and that's the case of the one near Naramata and the one near Kelowna, the ones threatening the vineyards. About 170, 175 of them were started by human beings.
It sounds like there's pretty high cost of fighting all of these fires.
It is a high cost. The provincial firefighting budget has long since been exceeded. It is estimated that it costs about $4 million American. That's just around $6 million Canadian per day to fight these fires. Prime Minister Jean Chrétien visited the area yesterday around Kelowna. He was up in a helicopter. He toured some of the evacuation centers, visited some of the firefighters, and he wasn't too specific about how much or what type of funding will be coming from the federal Canadian government, but he did say that it would be there when they need it.
Thanks very much, Craig.
You're quite welcome, Renee.
Reporter Craig McCullough in Vancouver.